During this time, there's going to be a guided meditation, a guided metta meditation. And I'll say a few words about that before we begin. So, in many ways, a lot of our meditations have been metta meditations. Metta meaning this quality or the intention of goodwill that we bring into our experience. So Zohar was describing it a certain way yesterday in terms of meeting more of our direct experience with this attitude of goodwill. And I'm going to offer a practice which some of you will be very familiar with, which is offering this feeling of goodwill or friendliness or wishing well to a being or many beings, and expanding that out into all beings. So before going into the practice, I just want you to know that as far as I understand these teachings, there's no fixed way that you need to practice metta. The Buddha described, radiate metta in all directions, but then didn't say, and do it this way. Okay, so there are ways, there are techniques, and there are techniques that are thousands of years old, including the one we're going to do this afternoon. But there's also an invitation within this. It's like, find your way. And so if you have a way that works for you, don't feel you have to do it Nathan's way, right? I have my way of doing it, what feels helpful and important for me, picked up from other people, some of it invented on my own, whatever it is, right? But you also need to do that for yourself, using the wisdom of others, using the intuitive wisdom of yourself to find what works for you. So for me, what's important... So maybe I'll just describe the practice. So there's kind of like three parts to this practice. One means bringing a being to mind. So we're going to invite a being. Usually we'd invite a being, at least at the beginning, that we feel relative ease with, that there's a sense of goodwill already established in that relationship. You feel your kindness, your love goes towards this person, and some degree of kindness and love comes from this person to you. There's a good connection there. We're just going to tune into that connection, okay? That feeling, that connection. So bringing a being to mind and feeling that connection is part of the practice. That could be enough, okay? That would be a metta practice in itself. What's helpful for some of us to keep the mind involved, to keep the practice feeling kind of active and engaged, but also start to kind of get it going a little bit more, is we might use phrases. So when you feel a being that's here with you now in this present moment, you might feel that there are dimensions to that experience we could emphasize a bit more. How we wish for this being to feel safe. And how we wish for this being to be well. And we wish for this being, you know, to be cared for, to be at ease, to be happy, to be free. Whatever that is. And we use words sometimes, yeah, words to express that, to kind of remind ourselves. But for me, I think the more important thing is, what do we mean when we say, may you feel safe? And I want for myself the words to carry that meaning. Like, when I say safe, what happens to a being when they feel safe? How they feel open? How they feel at ease, how they feel softened, how they feel available for life. And so I feel that, I remember it. Maybe it's an experience I've had of feeling safe in the present, in the past, or I can just imagine what that might be like. And so when I then say the word safe, I also allow that to fill with that meaning and offering that to another being. Equally, that other being might be myself, might be offering it to this being here. This might be the being that I feel that connection is ready for, is available for me Yeah. So that's kind of like how I like to do this practice. And then after some time, I might or might not move on to another being. Because I want to prioritize actually getting that vibe going, getting that feeling going. Right, it's more important to me that part of the practice than then, okay, now let's do another being or a being that has kind of a different relationship, maybe more challenging, whatever. I don't emphasize that so much in my practice. I kind of trust in the fact that I'm building this up, and it's going to have to go somewhere. Yeah, it's going to have to radiate out somewhere. So the metta quality has the nature of boundlessness. It can't be defined in a simplistic way. And it can't be stopped from going everywhere. That's why it's a beautiful awakening practice to do. That's why it's at the heart of the theme of this retreat. It opens something, it awakens something, it goes in different ways. And so we tune into that in this practice. So this is a way that I like to practice it, but you're going to have to find your way of liking to practice it. Okay, but I'm going to offer this one as a guided way. Okay, enough words about it. We'll tune into it. But we'll actually begin a little bit like the practice yesterday of meeting our direct experience. This body, this breath, these sounds. With a sense of goodwill, allowing, maybe even welcoming in. Inviting the listening, inviting the breathing to open. In the ways that open us to a little more of the goodwill, wishing well. Inviting in and allowing to go. Sense of breathing or listening gently. Bringing attention to experience. Ways that feel supportive. Goodwill. And then into this space, we're going to recall, remember, invite in a being that we feel a relatively easeful connection. Well, that feeling of goodwill or care, kindness, friendship. It's relatively easy. Now, it doesn't have to be a human being, any being. Any being will do, any sentient, feeling being. Can be yourself. Can be helpful that the relationship is relatively uncomplicated at first. But if you're more experienced or you just wish to work with someone where it is a little more complicated, just know that that's what you're doing. Notice how it is inviting them in. Now, we all remember and imagine in different ways. So for some of us, there'll be an image of this being. For some of us, there won't be an image. For some, there'll be a real felt sense of resonance with how it feels to be with this being. Now, that comes alive in the imagination. However it is for you, and whatever it is you're welcoming them into, the impression of them in the mind's eye, the feeling of them in the heart space, the energetics of them being near, allowing that to have its time, welcoming that in with the same invitation of goodwill. That we met these breaths, these sounds, these direct sensations. You are welcome here. Wanted, invited in to be here. Cared for. As I said, this could be the whole of the practice, if you want. The mind will wander because this is more subtle than how we normally attend. So that's one of the reasons we might use the phrases or radiate particular qualities. Keep it interesting. Another reason is to include more dimensions. Just noticing when you have this being in heart and mind. Quite normally we can feel a sense of wishing for this being to be safe, to feel safe. And we could go directly and use phrases, may you, may I. If it's towards oneself, may you feel safe. You may even acknowledge that our wish is actually, may you feel completely safe. And what we wish for this being isn't to say something we think is possible or reasonable, but it's actually what we wish to be there. I'm going to give you time to include your own phrases, your own resonances, but if you're happy, we'll go with these ones, see what opens with this. I Maybe before we go too far, let's just consider in our own life, if we were to feel safe, or when we have felt safe in a group of friends, really allowed to be imperfect. We felt safe from harm. Safe to open, to be vulnerable. Able to let in and let out our love. Maybe for you there's a somatic feeling, something in the body, how the body responds. Or an energy, an attitude. See if we can feel this word, safe. As we radiate it, as we wish it. Take a few minutes, take your own time, come back, mix up the feeling, get into that, mixing it up, filling the word, or just dropping the word and just radiating that atmosphere. And if you're using the phrase or the words, decide for yourself how regularly, how frequently to say it. You may also notice that the being sometimes disappears from attention more with the phrase or the feeling of the metta. That's also fine. And we'll also notice that the mind and attention wanders at times. It's also fine. Also can bring a sense of metta to the wandering mind. And then tuning back in. Still with this phrase for now. Safe. free from fear, free from hostility, safe. May you be safe. May you feel safe. When you're guiding your own practice, if you wish to do that at times, you can take as long as you like with any one phrase. In this guidance, we'll move on to another phrase, another dimension of this goodwill. And that's wishing this being to be well. How does it feel when you're well? Might be that you feel healthy in the body, vitality, strength, resilience, flexibility. Feel more alive. When you feel well, there's also perhaps a brightness in the mind. Kind of more free feeling in the heart. You feel well, nourished maybe. Whether it's a memory or an imagination of well-being in your experience. Allowing the phrase or the resonance to fill with lived or imagined experience. And letting that radiate to this being. May you feel deeply well, nourished, radiant. So part of the art of this practice is how often to repeat a phrase. Too little, we wander away. Too much, we get overly busy and wander away. Too tight or too loose. And attention wanders away. So do check that the face is still soft, belly is soft. And tune in to this being. And tune in to this sense of goodwill. Lift out particular dimensions, deeply nourished, feeling well, being well. Wishing this being to feel deeply well maybe also implies a sense of feeling enough in themselves. Feeling content. Wanting nothing more. May you feel deeply well within yourself. Another dimension related to this, I like to wish for a being to feel profoundly at peace. To be surrounded by peace and to feel peaceful within. Maybe there's a sense or an imagination of how that would be. To be at peace, not pushing, not pulling, not trying to get or get rid of. And also to be surrounded by peacefulness. In all directions. May you know profound peace. Deep stillness. warm, inviting silence. Whatever else it means for you. Peacefulness. The last phrase I like to offer is, may you be free. May you be free. Inviting this being to feel this freedom in life, free from outside greed and aversion. And free from inside greed and aversion. Free from the harms of the world. And free from their own reactivity. Free to be, free not to be. Free from and free with. How would it be to be free? Whatever we sense, whatever we feel, whatever we imagine, may we wish for the best of that, to the best of our ability. I'd just like to invite you for a few minutes, just guiding your own practice. If you want, you can even change being. Or maybe more, I would suggest, maybe is there any extra quality you'd wish to wish someone? You most deeply wish for this being to experience, to taste, to live. Or more of the ones we've already mentioned. We have a bit less than 5 minutes remaining in the practice, and I'd just like to invite you to feel into your own body, heart and mind. Bringing that atmosphere of goodwill also to any feeling of goodwill within your experience. Softening what feels tight or tough, inviting to soften, allowing. Allowing a sense of aliveness to come in anywhere that feels dull or too sleepy. Recalling your place in the world, your place in this earth right now. Allowing a sense of feeling those around you, the beings most immediately around you. May we feel safe and well. May we know peace and freedom. And radiating out to the sides, front and back, above and also below, and including all the beings of the earth, of the ground, of the air. Expanding out this whole hall and the lands around. May all us beings feel safe and well. May all these beings know peace and freedom. Maybe we can immediately recognize it's no loss to me, it's no loss to anyone if more beings feel safe and well, peaceful and free. Allowing our heart's wishes and our heart's radiance to expand out over the hills and valleys, roads, buildings, communities, and open spaces. Into the earth, into the water, into the sky. To the oceans, deserts, mountains. Deep, deep into the oceans. Including all the beings that there are on this living planet and this living planet itself with all its beings. May all the living beings of this living earth and all yet to come feel safe and well. May all the living beings of this living planet and yet to come know peace and freedom.